to just start on this end.
I'm Christy Breitenbach, and my family owns property at 151 Deerfield Lane. I've come here today despite Mr. Cope's legal counsel informing the planning board that Brandon Williams has already given the project a green light. I still believe in the process, and although I wasn't there, I hope there's more discussion, selective hearing, interpretation, intimidation, who knows, but bottom line is I am here this morning asking you to deny the R2 zoning request. Some of my concerns, I was hoping last week's meeting would be more forthright and detailed. Instead, I came home with more questions and concerns. I think the preliminary site plan was very basic. We're still hearing a lot of likelies and probabilities and no answers, and those aren't comforting words to me. The previous owner informed us that the power lines are currently placed diagonally and indicated that could play into a bigger easement. He also told us about a second natural spring, a larger spring, on the opposite end of the other one. Saw on the site plan a detention pond, and I'm really glad that's not close to my property. I'm not a civil engineer, but when you take into account springs, easements, setbacks, the land that's going to be absorbed by the deceleration lane, landscaping, curbing, guttering, and large entrance to accommodate incoming and outgoing residents, looks like it's going to be a tight squeeze. And I feel like they will have to lower their amounts of buildings. And that concerns me because you make money. The more buildings, the more money. So I'm concerned how that would affect the quality of the project. But my biggest concern continues to be the traffic. Roads haven't changed. Traffic certainly has. The site plan has 49 buildings, 98 units. However, we don't have a breakdown. They say, you know, the ones around the perimeter, but we still haven't got a breakdown of how many bedrooms each unit holds, one bedroom, two bedrooms, or three. Living units don't divulge occupancy numbers. Bedrooms can give a better idea of occupancy, and depending on the number of drivers in that unit, occupancy would definitely mean more cars. While we often hear that new development is needed to bolster local economy, it's rare to see the other side of the balance sheet, like when traffic counts reach the point where it lowers the quality of life, reduces property value, or threatens public health and safety. Poorly planned growth can escalate accident rates by increasing congestion, as it tends to cause drivers to speed up and take more risk. I don't have very much patience. Traffic congestion is one of the most frustrating and costly symptoms of poorly regulated growth. As properties already on Bee Creek Road continue to grow, we will certainly see the traffic steadily increase. Any growth or new development has a way of changing road conditions. I went on in my statement in planning and zoning, and I gave examples of new construction. I listed a count of approximately 600 apartment units, and that's not cars that use Bee Creek Road. I talked about neighbors and neighborhoods and subdivisions. I shared my surprise in seeing full parking lots at the Bee Creek Business Park and Branson School's corporate building. I took notice of the variety and number of businesses up and down the road. I expressed my concern and dread about seeing a campground RV park being developed. I conveyed that residents who live closer to the outer road prefer Bee Creek Road because they don't like having to merge on Highway 65. I'm happy to share my specifics, but the point I'm trying to make is the concentration level at each of these separate entities seems high. What I didn't clarify in my research was all of this was done on a 1.6 section of the road from the minute that you merge off the exit and yield to Bee Creek going down at the entrance of Reinhardt Road is where I'm basically focusing on. And I think that's real important because traffic density is determined by the amount of traffic per unit of road length. Don't compare Bee Creek Road to a highway. You know, I know any place you go, it's really a mess when there's a traffic accident or when a car becomes disabled on the road. when there's road or utility work requires temporary shutdowns. Bee Creek Road is often used when there's an accident on Highway 165 to reroute traffic. Ask anyone who travels this road, especially emergency personnel, how they feel about adding additional traffic smack dab in the middle of this 1.6-mile section. Potential concerns, what will occupy the new three huge warehouses that were just built? What type of vehicles will they bring to this road? What's going to happen when RVs and fifth-wheelers is added to the mix? How many more school buses and stops will there be? What happens if the traffic lights at the top of the hill are out of sync or out? With these two lights being so close together, is there any concern traffic could back up or be blocked? And during certain times when school lets out, this does happen. So then I do have concern with the deceleration lane causing traffic to block streets and driveways further on down. And then also concerned about the deceleration lane, how it could affect drainage. Will that affect how the rain goes down the street and impact driving conditions? If your driveway directly intersects with Bee Creek Road, more traffic is going to make getting in and out of your driveway increasingly difficult for both you and any delivery drivers or service providers that come to your house. Needing to slow down to complete a turn will increase the risk of someone hitting you. Delays and being able to enter the flow of traffic will impact your commute time every day. You will suffer from an impairment of access and impairment of safety in the situation. I took another drive down that 1.6-mile area. It took several passes, but I counted the side roads feeding into the neighborhoods and subdivisions. There were 17. I counted driveways of businesses, entrance and exits. There were 26, and there were 16 residential driveways, 59 potential stops. There are 8 churches in this 1.6-mile area. 5 of them are directly on Bee Creek. I don't believe you can find this height of a concentration anywhere else in Branson. And I think we need to remember churches aren't just a Sunday thing. It's a 7-day-a-week thing with all the activities that they have going on. I was going to also address housing needs. It seems like the 2019, I don't believe there is a 2023 housing study. Is there a 2023 housing study? Is there one? I was not able to find it.
I think there is a newer one.
You think there's a new one? I wasn't able to find it. My sister couldn't be here this morning, but she wrote a letter to the commissioners, and I hope you had time to read it. Oh, good. Okay. She had time to write you a letter. I hope you had time to read it, and it talked about the survey. And I'm not going to read it. I was going to, but for time, I'm not going to. But I'd just like to say that surveys can be dissected and interpreted differently. There's data in the 219 survey that indicates there's more of an interest in affordable small and medium scale homes and in large scale homes. And I have a big, long quote about that Mr. Argus said about that, and she definitely feels that would be a better look for Bee Creek Road. But for someone who says, you know, that we need housing, the one quote I will say of hers is, maybe the blame for the lack of affordable housing should not only be placed on the residents of a neighborhood, but shared by builders and developers who only want to build whatever makes them most profitable, and also on the officials who continually permit them to do so. I understand it's a business, and the obvious goal is to make money, but a neighborhood shouldn't always have to bear the brunt of strictly business decisions. I couldn't have said it any better. Mr. Cole knew this property was owned at agriculture. It's kind of like Custard's last stand for Bee Creek Road. His company isn't in it to fit into the neighborhood. They aren't here to help with housing needs. They're in it for one thing, and that's to make money. I know I'll have to face the fact that the beautiful field behind my house will someday be no more, that looking out the kitchen window and watching the deer play and the turkeys come into my yard will end. I fear I will instead be soon looking at a fence. So, yes, this does change my quality of life for my family and for my neighbors, and it will also change our property values. I recognize changes are coming. I come here today hoping we simply have a chance to steer it in a better direction and set the bar a little higher. My hope is to see the property stay agricultural or move it to R1 single-family residential district. Zoning exists to protect property rights. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Well, real quick, the letter that you referenced, I don't have a copy of it. Scott didn't have a copy
of
it. Do you have a copy of it?
Really? Well, would you like for me to read first?
Either that or we can read it real quick if you want to can we go make copies?
What would you prefer to do?
Why don't you just let us make copies?
Okay, because you know she's an excellent.
Do you mind grabbing it?
You bet.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else?
My name is Ron Martin. I live at 118 Greenbrier Drive, which is on beautiful Bee Creek. We moved there 37 years ago, and I have a couple things to say. The first thing is I didn't know anything about this notice, and I'm a mile, that she said just said it was a mile and 16 down that road. We knew nothing about it. We missed the first meeting. I'd have been here, but we didn't know anything about it. And I've lived there 37 years right on Bee Creek Road. My house is the first house you come to as you cross the road. And like I said, we've been there 37 years, and we knew nothing about it. So communication is poor. And only knew about this meeting is because I had I got an email from someone. One of my friends sent me an email. That's the only reason I knew about this. The traffic is awful. We moved there 37 years ago. I think we were in the country when we moved there. 65 highway was two lanes. So that's how long I've been there. And I don't know where to go from there. There's so many things I want to say. I can't. I don't want to get upset because it's going to upset me, because it's going to force me. What's going to happen is they're going to put, this is going to pass. I know this is a mute point. But we've lived there for 37 years, and you're going to force us to sell our house and move, because there's going to be 200 more cars on that road, and it can't handle it. There's been multiple wrecks in my yard. I've cleaned my ditch. We've picked up trash out of my ditch. We have done everything. I've talked to the previous sheriff. I know the sheriff's back there. But the previous sheriffs, we've talked to him. We have a neighborhood watch in our program, in our neighborhood, the whole nine yards. I don't know what else to say other than I'm just rambling. And traffic is awful, and I don't care where we live. And you can live in Springfield, whatever. That's why I don't live in Springfield, because I don't want to fight Springfield traffic, and I don't want to fight Branson traffic, and I shouldn't have to. But I'm having to right now. I can't get on my road. There's 10 or 12 cars. When I pull out, there's somebody right on my bumper. And the sheriff has got a speed limit sign going up the hill, but not coming down the hill. Well, and guess where they've got one of those speed rate deals as people are going up the hill. Well, that doesn't do much good. You can't go up that hill more than 35 miles an hour. But coming down it, you come a lot faster. We've had deputies down sit for an hour. Well, I didn't catch anybody. Well, you're not there at 7 o'clock in the morning. Have someone there when people are going to work and they're flying down that hill. And they're ending up in my ditch. And there's a lady that died in my front yard. There was been people upside down in my yard because they're coming down there too dang fast. And we're going to put 200 more cars on there. I'm not against the... I just think 200 more cars on that road is ridiculous. I don't think that's very. I think money makes the world go round, and I understand that. I've been on committees before, and I know that they check to see where you're at before they put you on a committee, and I just...